Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
Welcome to this teaching and sharing of how to serve God more effectively. Today I would like to help you to understand how to serve God together in the local church. Jesus said that I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So if you want to please Jesus, you help him to build the local churches in your city. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for teaching us your word, and may your Holy Spirit reveal the truth to us how to be a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We want to be effective in one life that we live right now. We thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I would like to read a couple of scriptures before I share the practical point of how to serve God together in your local church or your ministry. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says, "Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." The Bible talks about fight the good fight of faith, fighting as a warrior or soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." These two scriptures told us that we should look at ourselves as a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should have a warrior mentality. I have been helping building many churches around the world, and I have observed the ministry in local churches, and many times the churches do not grow or do not prosper because the pastor and the leadership team or the servant team in the church do not understand the warrior mentality or the soldier mentality. I just want to explain to you the practical point that I have learned from the Lord for more than 30 years now. As a soldier, we need to be well trained. We need to equip ourselves, knowing how to use the weapon, know to use how to use all the things that God gives us to fight the warfare. Therefore, as a soldier, I would like to encourage all of you to have a lifestyle of being teachable, learning all the time. Get into the Word, because you fight the warfare by using your faith and the Word of God. Even Jesus fought with the enemy by saying, "It is written." As a servant of God, a soldier of Christ, we need to be diligent in reading the Bible, studying the Word, listening to the Word, build our faith, and we need to know how to walk with the Spirit, because the Spirit of God gives us the anointing. We need to be trained by expert or by experienced servant of God in the body of Christ. We should be teachable. Always get ready to fight all the time. As soldier, we should not be laid back. We should always be alert and active all the time, so that we will be ready to fight the warfare anytime. I myself listen to the Word of God all the time. I always study the Bible. I always want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I build my faith, which is a shield against the enemy. I make decision to live righteously, because the righteousness of God will be upon me to be my protection, to be my helmet, ready to preach the gospel, ready anytime, in season and out of season, to share the truth of God. So that's number one. We need to be ready. We need to be trained, and we need to build up our ability to fight. If you watch some kung fu movie, you notice that this fighter always train themselves, learn how to punch, how to kick all the time. Not only that, as a soldier, we need to understand that we have two main jobs. Number one, protection. Protecting your own country, your own kingdom, the kingdom that you belong to. Number two is to move forward to take over the land. So as soldier, we have the responsibility to protect our own church, our brother and sister in the church, from false teacher, from people with the wrong motive who come into the church. We need to be alert. We need to be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We need to always think about how I can protect the kingdom, protect His people, how I can really keep everything in the church in order and in holiness and in the Word of God. The devil is out there trying to attack the church. We need to protect each other, protect the new believers, protect our members and pastor and elders. We need to pray for one another. Praying and interceding for one another is the key to get rid of the attack of the enemy. Always pray for one another. Not only that, we move forward to enter into the new territory, take over the land. When we talk about the land, I'm not talking about the physical land, but we are talking about the heart of people. When the kingdom of God comes into the heart of people, when people believe in Jesus in their heart, the kingdom of God is there. So we must get involved in preaching the gospel, helping new believers to grow up as a disciple. We need to get involved in building the church, building the local church and churches all over the world, different cities, traveling, going out to help more countries and cities to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to think about expansion, bringing the gospel out in any form, any way, with the power of God. We use internet. We fly to places. We preach the gospel. We invite friends to hear the gospel. Give them dinner. Feed them with good food. We to do everything to get more souls into the kingdom of God, to expand the territory of God. As soldiers, we need to have this mentality, protection and expansion. Not only that, many times the devil tried to destroy the church by making the soldier get mad at each other and killing each other. I've seen this in the church all the time, that God's servant start to hate each other, have a discord, fighting, quarreling in the church. We need to have this mentality. When you go into the battle, you need to protect each other back. There is no personal issue in the battlefield. I remember when I was a young boy, I liked to watch an American episode in the TV called The Combat. This group of American soldiers were fighting with Nazi. And I noticed that they have different personalities. And sometimes they may not like each other in the area of personality and the way they talk to each other. But they make decision that they're going to like each other no matter what. They're going to protect each other. They work together as a team to take into the new territory, to fight with the enemy. So in the church, please don't take anyone personally as an offense. You make a decision. You like your soldier, fellow workers. You like your pastor. You like your friends in the church. We're going to be in the same team. We're going to fight together. We work together. Protect each other's back. We will not have any grudges or bitterness or hatred against each other. Because when we allow hatred and disunity, division to come in, we will not be able to win the battle. We will begin to attack each other, gossip about each other, and criticize one another. We need to have this mentality. My co-workers in the church, no matter what department, no matter what they do, we are friends. We are in the same team. We are in the same army. And we're going to fight together. We're going to win together. We look at each other's eyes and we will be in unity and we're going to be in harmony. We will go on and move on to fight together. Amen. So unity, loving one another and protect each other is very important in the army. Not only that, the soldier also listen to their commander. Have to be submissive and also obedient. Can you imagine when the commander say, shoot the gun, and everyone say, why? The enemy will come to you and kill you before you fight with them. You need to obey. Let's move together. Let's do things together. Have the same vision, the same goal, and move together. If you can keep this mentality for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, your church will be strong, successful, prosperous, and growing and fruitful. Today, I gave advice to a church in another state of the U.S. And I talked to the members there. You know, brother and sister, love your pastor. They are the gift from God. Don't pay attention or focus on their weaknesses. If you honor them, God gonna honor you because they are the gift from God. And always have kingdom mentality. Don't focus on the little differences or different in ideas and methods and the conflicts. Just focus on the kingdom that we're gonna build this church. We're gonna do everything to make this church grow and strong and impact the nations together. Have the kingdom mindset and mentality. I even advise this group of people, why don't you take your pastor out and feed them dinners and show love to them, give them gift so that the pastor will have encouragement and high morale to work with you. At the same time, you prove your faithfulness to them. Let's work together. Try to resolve the conflicts or the disagreement and resolve them and move on and win the battle to build the biblical, glorious church for the Lord Jesus Christ together. Amen. Have that kingdom mentality. Soldier of the kingdom of the King of all kings. The last thing I want to say today is that in the army, we have trust for one another. Definitely the pastor will be able to use people who say, yes, I volunteer to be soldier. Yes, I am willing to lay down my life for the kingdom. Therefore, as a pastor, I cannot ask the guests who are not committed to do very important, big responsible job in the church, because they may not show up in the church next Sunday. Therefore, when you come to church, you need to express to your pastor first, I am committed. I am the soldier here. So that the pastor can trust you and say, okay, I'm going to give you this responsibility. Especially the spiritual responsibility. When I say spiritual responsibility, such as leading worship, teaching the Bible, or leading the group, or discipling somebody to do something that impacts some people's spiritual life directly. Those people must be in the inside discipleship group or the people who really committed to lay down their life for the church. If you are just on the edge, the pastor may not be able to use you to lead worship or to teach the Bible or to preach. You need to understand the mentality of the soldier and of the army of God. Don't blame the pastor if you just visit off and on and you want to go up to lead worship. He will not or she will not allow you to lead worship if you are not committed. That is the way it is. So you need to understand, join in to the church that God called you to be and to serve there. I want to say one more last thing. Our God doesn't like the idea or the mentality of wavering here and there, A or B, or white or black. He wants us to have a determination. I'm going to go this way. This is my church. I will move on with this church and build the kingdom in that vision that God has given to the church and to the pastor. Make up your mind. Be single-minded. I noticed as a pastor, I have been a pastor for more than 30 years now. I noticed one thing. Christians who are committed and faithful and are single-minded and make decision, this is my church, this is my army, they usually receive more teaching, more revelation, more anointing, more blessing than people who are wavering, double-minded, and not settled. Those Christians who are not having the mindset of soldier commitment, when they come to the meeting, they don't receive much from the teaching and the preaching. When they get lay hand on, they don't get much of the anointing because they are double-minded. We need to be single-minded. This is the way God called me to do. This is what is the calling of God in my life. And I'm going to lay down my life for the kingdom. I'm willing to die for Jesus Christ. I am committed. And I will be committed to the big commander, Jesus Christ. And I'm committed to his servant whom he sent to the church, my leaders and pastor. I encourage you to meditate on what you hear today and put into practice. And I believe you will receive a lot of rewards in heaven. And you will be a great part in building the glorious churches in the end time. We have only one life to live. Let us live a life worthy of the gospel. Thank you so much for listening to this ministry advice. And I believe that your church will prosper, will be strong, and give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. May the Lord bless you and change you to become more like Christ every single day. And may He make you fruitful and you will have a lot of rewards in heaven. Thank you so much. And I will see you in the next message. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thankful.